"What a monstrous climate," said the American minister calmly as he lit a long cheroot. "I guess the old country is so overpopulated that they've not enough decent weather for everybody. I've always been of opinion that emigration is the only thing for England."
"My dear Hiram," cried Mrs. Otis, "what can we do with a woman who faints?"
"Charge it to her like breakages," answered the minister. "She won't faint after that." And in a few moments Mrs. Omney certainly came to. There was no doubt, however, that she was extremely upset, and she sternly warned Mr. Otis to beware of some trouble coming to the house.
"I've seen things with my own eyes, sir," she said, "that would make any Christian's hair stand on end, and many a night I have not closed my eyes in sleep for the awful things that are done here."
Mr. Otis, however, and his wife warmly assured the honest soul that they were not afraid of ghosts, and after invoking the blessings of Providence on her new master and mistress, and making arrangements for an increase of salary, the old housekeeper tottered off to her own room.